Life can throw you some curves. And it's not just the things that you see coming, but sometimes it's the things that you didn't see coming that hit you out of nowhere, that set you back in such a way that it seems like you can't get over.
I was in my comfort zone. I was doing just enough to get by. I was working on a job. They paid me just enough to keep me from quitting, and I worked just hard enough to keep from getting fired. I was parked. I knew I could do more. But when my mama died, it took something out of me. When I went through a divorce, it took something out of me. When my best friend died, it took something out of me. I parked. And somebody said that life is like an onion. You have to peel it one layer at a time. And sometimes you cry. Life's gonna happen to you when you have a dream. You're gonna get slapped around. And don't take it personal. Don't ask, why did this have to happen to me? Why not you? Who would you suggest? You wanna give us some names, some email addresses? And don't tell everybody. 80% don't care, and 20% glad is you. It's called life. Suck it up and move on. Get over it.
No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save you. The only person that's going to make a drastic change in your life, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the only person that is going to dig you out of your hole is who? You. You have to do it for you.
You've got to become courageous to stand up within yourself, to face it and step forward.
Continue to do those things that you know that work for you after you have evaluated yourself from the situation. Continue to move. Stay busy, stay busy, stay busy. It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement.
You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. If I come back a year later, you still on the ground? That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
All of the people that I know who have become successful in any way use a structured means to organize their time. They have lists of things to do. Like they have every day, there's a list of things to do that day. Every week, there's a list of things to do that week. Every month, there's a list of things to do that month. You know, at every level of temporal resolution, there's a sequence of plans. And those plans are implemented on a day-to-day basis. You cannot be, and successful isn't the right way of thinking about it, because I'm not thinking about, you know, I'm not really thinking about rising up the corporate ladder. You know what I mean? And that's sort of what success has come to mean in our culture. That isn't what I mean. You can't have a life that you're going to find acceptable without that, because you need the vision and the plans to give you purpose and direction. That's where all your positive emotion comes from. All your motivation is laying out plans that are worth attaining and then observing yourself moving towards them. That's the source of most positive meaning. And then also, without that structure, you're so lost that you're going to be anxious and overwhelmed. It's really like being in a foreign country, like isolated and alone with no map. I don't know where the hell I am. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know, the rains are going to come, the storms are going to come, and maybe it's winter. And I don't know where I am or where I'm going.
If you want to build a winning attitude, you need to take time, and this is probably going to surprise you based on what you've heard me say so far, but you need to take time to be quiet. You need to do it at least 4 or 5 times a week. A lot of people say, well, that guy keeps talking about time for this and time for that. I don't have time for all of these things. Let me tell you how you can create an extra 3 hours every day of your life, guaranteed. Over 70% of all of the time spent watching television, you're watching things you have no interest in watching. Let me encourage you to do this. Take a slow, lazy, drifting, absolutely meaningless walk. Just almost go to sleep on the walk. Not an exercise walk, you need to do those too, but a very quiet walk. Pick out a place in your home where you can be absolutely quiet on occasion. If you have to get up 30 minutes earlier, that's wonderful. I don't know why, but I seem to wake up earlier in the winter months than I do in the summer months. And when I get up, it's pitch dark. I have a nice little office. I go in there and I turn on the gas log and I sit there. And every time I do that, without exception, I have the most exciting day of my life. I simply run through my mind the things I'm going to be doing. As you plan the day, as you think of all of the things we've got to be excited about, it really does renew your energy and it gets you excited about the day. Now let me tell you something. This is going to be one of the toughest things you'll ever do. When you sit down saying, well, I'm going to sit perfectly quiet for 20 or even 30 minutes, you will think of 2,868 reasons or things that you've got to do. You try to decide, do I raise the window or lower it? Do I turn the heat up or down? Do I cut the air conditioner off or do I turn it more full blast? Do I really need to go to the bathroom? Am I going to get me a cup of coffee? What is that noise against the outside? Maybe I better check up on that. Resist the temptation. Spend a few minutes in quiet, reflective thought. It does make a difference. Take time to be quiet.
We actually have a biological instinct for meaning that orients us in the world. And that instinct manifests itself when we place ourselves in a position in the world where we're competent, where what we're doing is working. So that we're not too terrified and anxious, but also while we're simultaneously advancing ourselves and improving our ability to cope with the world. So for example, if you watch an athlete, a high-level athlete, who's at the peak of his or her performance, you see someone who's extraordinarily practiced at what they're doing and has developed the expertise necessary to do it. But then you also see them push themselves on that developmental edge to make themselves just that much better. And that function is associated with an intrinsic sense of meaning. And whenever you see anyone manifest that, you are automatically drawn to it. You see that when an actor pushes him or herself beyond their limits. You see that when someone speaks extemporaneously and manages it extraordinarily well. And I'm trying to help people understand that this meaning is a true phenomenon. It's not a secondary thing. And also to point out that most of the time, that meaning is associated with the adoption of responsibility.
Well, you know, there are remarkable people who come into the world from time to time, and there are people who do find out over decades-long periods what they could be like if they were who they were, if they spoke their being forward. And they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we don't know the limits to that. We do not know the limits to that.
I think one of my greatest inspirations or things that I would feed off of basically was just obviously people not believing in the, you know, the cloud of doubt that kind of I felt hung over my head and wanted to just prove everybody wrong. You know what I mean? I wanted to make it, and I was going to make it regardless of what anybody said.
I outlasted the pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building,
my greatest moments are probably the moments where I hit rock bottom, where everything was against the wall, where I failed, and I had to find intestinal fortitude. When no one around and pick my ass up and reface what knocked me down, this time beating it. It's those moments in life that really build character. It's not the titles, it's not when the crowds are cheering, it's when no one's cheering. Who are you?